They stop the two-point conversion. If you have to allow a touchdown, stop that two-pointer. Go down the field and get your own score and maybe even take the lead. And I'm not surprised. They started on the wing T last week. They'll start out in the spread with two running backs in the backfield.
Coming out, two wide to the right, one to the left, working off the left hash, running back on either side of Dylan Cater. It's a handoff to Levi Klaska, the sophomore for the Pirates, and he gets stopped for no gain in the play. They're actually going to mark him down at the 41-yard line for a loss of a yard. Tackle made by Mitchell Davis, defensive tackle, the only sophomore out there for Sandusky.
An excellent penetration by the defensive line. They get into the backfield. They run read option. And it looked like Kadar that time had the green light to keep that ball if he wanted. He was certainly surveying. And in that case, he didn't like what he saw, so he gave it to Klaske to take it. And, of course, he gets hit instantly for a one-yard loss.
Second down, 11 from the 41, working off left hash. Ivor Beach now out in the three-man backfield T formation. Kadar under center. There's a snap, handoff to second option to number four. Caden Boynton gets some positive yards, and he's upended at the 44-yard line after a three-yard gain. Third down and eight to go for the Ivor Beach Pirates. Tackle made by Jacob Sanderson, once again defensive end.
And so far that front line of Sandusky we saw on the offensive side dominate Harbor Beach early. You see them come out and play a little defense, and so far they've won the battle on the first two plays. Harbor Beach right away, third down and long, 8 yards to go for their first down of the game, and almost got to anticipate them spreading it out, and certainly you're going to see this time four receivers, three to the right, just one running back keeping Kadar company in the backfield.
Yeah, it looks like it is number 14, 10, Babcock, number four, Caden Boynton, looks to pass, play action to the right. It's caught by Mason Booms, converts on the third down inside Sandusky territory, the 46-yard line. Tackle made by DeLauren Wedge out of the secondary, cornerback for the Redskins. Move the chains for the Pirates, first time tonight into Sandusky territory.
Mason Booms is the guy in the passing game that has probably evolved the most. He has come a long ways. His route running is a little sharper. Those hands are a little better. And he runs a nice out route, plants that foot right to the sideline. And I love how all that pressure, they use it against Sandusky. They roll Kadar out to his right, his throwing side, and he's able to deliver a strike for a big first down for Harbor Beach.
And a 10-yard reception. A handoff up the middle to Caden Boynton. It's out for absolutely nothing. Dropped to the 46-yard line. Tackle made by number 78, Micah Brown, defensive tackle, senior, and a big man out there for the Sandusky Redskins, second down and 10.
Yeah, big boy for sure, but he was not alone. There was three or four white jerseys in the area, just no yards after contact, and Boynton was going nowhere fast. No gain on the play, maybe a half a yard at most. So again, back in the situation, it's second down and fairly long for Harbor Beach. Probably going to spread it out again and see if they can try to run it from the spread offense again.
Going trips to the left, one to the right. 10 Babcock to the right. Dylan Cater working off the right hash. Has Caden Boynton to his left, and it's a handoff to Boynton. Has room to run. He has positive yards. Gets down to the 41-yard line before he is stopped after a 5-yard gain. Tackle made by number 58, Mitchell Davis, and Brendan Duff, middle linebacker for the Redskins. Harbor Beach now facing a third down and 5.
Brendan Duff did an excellent job there. He was completely blocked out by 54, Elliott Seaman. He was able to bounce off that and get a hand on that running back, slow him down, and that allowed 58 to come over and clean him up. It's an excellent job considering he was blocked right out of the play and was still able to be involved to force a third down and 5.
Third down, 5 from the Sandusky 41. Trips left, one to the right. Kadar rolling to his left, looking to pass. Throws downfield, man open. It's into the hands of Mason Booms. It's caught at the 30, down to the 20. Cuts into the far sideline at the 15 and finally forced out of bounds at the 16. Knocked out of bounds by Martin Tovar, cornerback for Sandusky, a junior. And Harbor Beach now inside Sandusky's red zone.
Kadar's got to be careful. He made a good throw there, but DeLorean Wedge sniffed it out. He got burned on it on this side. He got burned on it again, but this time he leaves his feet too early. There's a little bit of touch on that ball. DeLorean Wedge jumps up to slap it down, and it floats right over his head. Great concentration by the guy I just mentioned who has played a lot better at wide receiver, and that's Mason Booms. Hauls in a big catch that was contested, and he turns it upfield for a big gain for this Harbor Beach passing offense.
Booms with a 25-yard reception there. Two receptions for 35 yards in the night. Kadar keeps it for himself, and he's going to be met in the backfield for a 2-yard loss. Number 25, Zach Franzel, outside linebacker, the kicker, the running back. He drives the bus. He'll clean your windows out for the 2-yard loss on the quarterback keeper.
With only one good thumb, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
he's off to a very good start in this game, but all they've done is take away the running game, and now they're putting the ball in Kadar's hands. Second down and 12 with 2 minutes to go on the first quarter. Almost certainly they're going to scrap the running play here and go back to some kind of quick pass to try to get five or six back unless they find an open receiver deep. Kadar is not afraid to launch that ball down the field.
Two wide each way. Kadar in the shotgun to the right, Woodkey and Booms. Pointing to his left, looking to pass, going up forward, throws it upfield, in and out of the hands at the 10-yard line. That was Vitan Babcock, the sophomore. Little high on that one. Looks like we have a high reach player, Grant Smiglinski, a little slow to get up. He seems to be okay. Third down and 12 for the Pirates.
Good coverage there. Brady Franzel is the defensive back in coverage, and he was right there next to the receiver, Babcock. But when Kadar steps up in the pocket, Tanton kind of takes his eye off the play. He looks to turn around and set a block for his quarterback, but when really Kadar stepped up to evade the pressure, and then he did a little bit of a jump throw and just tried to get it out to Babcock quick. There was a chance for a quick completion, but it sails right through his fingertips.
Are we trying to convert on their third down of this drive? Kadar looking to pass down to the corner of the end zone. It is underthrown intended for Luke Woodkey. Underthrown at the goal line, falls incomplete. Number 20, Martin Tovar in coverage. And it's going to set up a fourth down and 12 from the 18-yard line.
Two things there. Martin Tovar has very tight coverage. And because the ball was underthrown, there is a lot of contact. Very easily could have been pass interference. But on the other side of things, if Martin Tovar turns around, he has got the easiest interception he's ever had in his life. And I'm not so certain that ball wasn't tipped just a little bit at the line because it just did not have that force on it. And they're actually, Harbor Beach is fortunate that ball was not picked off.
Minute 35 left in the first quarter. Sandusky 6, Harbor Beach nothing. Harbor Beach on their first drive here trying to tack some points on. Facing a 4th and 12 from the Sandusky 18-yard line. Two wide each way. Kadar at the left hash, pointing to his left. Looking to pass. Now has to go forward with it. He's going to have caught up in the backfield. And he's going to be sacked by number 45, Brendan Duff. Middle linebacker and a turnover on downs. At the 23-yard line, gives the ball back to the Sandusky Redskins with a 6-point lead.
I believe you mentioned in the pregame that Brendan Duff was one of, if not the leading tackler for Sandusky. And you can chalk him up with a sack there as Kadar is looking around, has lots of time, buys himself time by stepping up in the pocket. But Brendan Duff is basically there to spy Kadar on that play. He was sitting back there doing nothing but making sure Kadar does not scramble. And when Kadar stepped up in the pocket, Duff collapses on him too quickly. He's able to make a sure tackle and a turnover on downs. Sandusky takes over the football.
At their own 23-yard line, quarterback keeper Matt Carlson around the right end has positive yards all the way out to the 30-yard line. Caden Boynton finally brings him down, but we have our first flag of the season for us, Dave, here tonight. Back at the original line of scrimmage, more than likely when you see that position, typically a hold.
Absolutely, a hold, blocking the backs, but it's usually on that offensive side. And you mentioned last week, I am almost certain that they didn't even bring yellow flags with them last week.
It's a block in the back, so from the spot of the foul, is this what, 10 yards or 15? Seems like it's 10 yards. They're marking it off from the 23-yard line, 24-yard line from the back to the 14. So repeat the down, first down and 20 for the Sandusky Redskins, leading 6-0.
That's just what the doctor ordered for the home team. When you're down a touchdown and just turn the ball over, that is a perfect start to this drive. Sandusky starts now, looks like first and 19 officially.
Minute 10 remains in the first. Carlson under center, working off the right hash, right to left across your radio. And off to Zach Franzel, trying to find something, but it's Harbor Beach closing up those gaps quickly. Just a 2-yard gain for the senior running back out to the 17-yard line. Tackle made by number 66, Colin Rokenbuck in Dakota Deer, and probably 8 other black jerseys.
Absolutely. The Harbor Beach starting to lean that way. Very lack of creativity from Coach Jacobson right now. He's attacking that right side, and he is doing it over and over again. And it's only a matter of time before he has baited in his defenders enough. I got to think Martin Tovar is going to get something the other way here just to loosen up that defense. I think he thought the run with Carlson would open up that defense, but did not work so far.
Same formation, second down, 16 from the 17. Hand off to number 20. Martin Tovar gets the handoff across the 20 out to the 23-yard line. Tackle made by middle linebacker Ethan Hessling for the Pirates. And we have 10 seconds left. That'll be the end of the corner. And Sandusky facing a third and 10 when a return right here on the WLEW Sports Network. After one quarter, it's Sandusky 6, Harbor Beach nothing.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to Michigan's